You're listening to New Tinea. Engineered tRNA restored a missing protein in cystic fibrosis models. Researchers engineered transfer RNA and a lipid carrier to restore functional CFTR protein in cells, mice, and patient-derived cystic fibrosis organoids carrying premature stop mutations. The platform could eventually address similar errors across many genes, but it remains preclinical and has not been tested as a treatment in people. A redesigned transfer RNA helps cells ignore a mistaken genetic stop signal and finish making a protein that is missing in some forms of cystic fibrosis. The researchers paired the RNA with lipid nanoparticles tailored for delivery to the lungs, then tested the combination in human airway cells, mice, and patient-derived organoids. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Chemically modified suppressor tRNA restored production and function of the CFTR protein across several laboratory and preclinical models.
Why does it matter?
Premature stop mutations cause about 11% of inherited genetic disorders, so one RNA design could potentially serve several diseases that share the same stop signal.
What is the catch?
No patient received the experimental treatment. Safety, dosing, durability, and delivery beyond the lungs still need to be established. Key number, in human airway cells, restored CFTR activity persisted for more than 40 days after treatment. A misplaced stop signal. Cells read messenger RNA in three-letter units called codons. Most specify an amino acid, while three tell the protein-making machinery to stop. A nonsense mutation places one of those stop instructions too early, leaving the cell with a shortened protein or none at all. The team engineered suppressor transfer RNA, or subtRNA, to recognize the premature signal, insert an amino acid, and allow protein production to continue. One chemical modification made the RNA more active and longer lasting while reducing unwanted innate immune activation. Delivery was half the experiment. RNA cannot become a practical medicine unless it reaches the correct tissue. The researchers synthesized about 1,000 candidate lipids and selected a formulation that packaged the modified tRNA into nanoparticles. In preclinical tests, the particles carried their cargo to lung tissue and survived aerosolization, an early requirement for a possible inhaled treatment. The approach restored CFTR production and function in human bronchial cells with common nonsense mutations. It also worked in animal experiments and in organoids grown from a patient whose complex combination of four CFTR mutations did not respond to existing drugs. Why combination treatment mattered. In that patient-derived organoid, neither the modified tRNA nor the cystic fibrosis drug Trikafta produced much benefit alone. Together, they restored measurable CFTR function. The tRNA supplied full-length protein, while Trikafta helped that protein fold, reach the cell surface, and work. This matters because current CFTR modulators cannot repair a protein that was never completed. Roughly 1 in 10 people with cystic fibrosis carry nonsense mutations that can leave them without enough protein for those drugs to act on. Before we overstate the result, this is not a clinical treatment. The evidence comes from cultured cells, mice, and organoids, not a human trial. Researchers still need to characterize side effects, repeat dosing, immune responses, and the accuracy with which the engineered tRNA ignores premature stops without reading through natural stop signals. Other organs would also require different delivery systems. What happens next? The immediate goal is to refine inhaled delivery and safety for cystic fibrosis before considering human studies. Because every nonsense mutation produces one of only three premature stop codons, a limited family of engineered tRNAs might eventually address the same error across many genes. The next evidence must show that this portability works without sacrificing precision. Read the full article at newtinea.com.